It's a busy autumn weekend in Rapid City as natives and non-natives from across the region descend on the area to visit or take part in the annual Black Hills Powwow. But at Main Street Square, the mood is slower as Masayuki Nagase gives his sculpture some final touches before packing up his hammer and chisel for another year.
This year I came back to continue working on this group of composition of Badlands Stone Tapestry Garden. That's what landscape architect called. And as I worked last year for five pieces, roughly chronologically beginning of aquatic period.
The first five granite stones in Yuki's Passage of Wind and Water sculpture reflect the ancient history of the Badlands in images like an immense ammonite and a three-toed horse. His goal this year for the final three stones of the Badlands Tapestry Garden was to reflect the feeling of change and sense of transformation that took place in this area since ancient times.
I took the theme of this change and used the kind of metaphorical form, and depends on people how they interpret. It could be different, but quite abstract designs on three pieces.
As Yuki notes, abstract art leaves interpretation completely open to the viewer, so there's no right or wrong impression.
What do you see with this box stone, Jim?
It looks to me like tree roots.
Yes, that's what I meant, actually. But these tree roots, if you look at, it's also associated with formation of lightning.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why one side I made it clearly this statement of lightning.
Right.
So then I fused two forms together.
And then it could also be, you could interpret it as not just tree roots, but going into the roots of the culture, going into the roots of the history of the area.
Yes, yeah. As a metaphor, we can use that. One of my friends looked at, he said, it reminds me of vein. Vein. And
exactly.
Something which brings some energy.
And life.
And life, nourishment.
Right.
And movement of flow.
The bottom line, says Yuki, is there's not just one explanation of what his work symbolizes. He adds that people shouldn't be intimidated by abstract images and notes that the more relaxed they are about the experience when viewing his work, the more open their minds will be. That said, part of Yuki's goal with this year's sculpting was to create images to reflect the various conflicts and tragedies suffered by Native Americans in this area. But at the same time, he didn't want to immerse himself or the viewer in negativity.
To express sort of prayer for me, to bring people's life, not dying, but keeps going, and live with this transformation and the change and history. So these designs represent two major forces of energy in nature. One is incredible force and destroys sometimes things, but another one receives that one and contains energy and turns it to new life.
Yuki's poetic description of his goals is evident in the fluid designs of his work. He plans to continue in that same creative mindset in 2015 when he begins work on the Black Hills Stone Tapestry Garden on the opposite side of Main Street Square.
There are some similar number of stone as we had in the Badlands Stone Tapestry Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And each one has some different stories. And roughly, chronologically, things move toward the spire across the entrance. So beginning of human life in the Black Hills, that's how I want to start.
Although Yuki has received many visitors since he began the sculpture project last year, this past summer saw many Lakota people stopping by the square.
And they all talked straight how they felt. And that's, to me, kind of a surprise, and I was very happy, actually. Because, you know, many people come and visit and talk to me, but quite a few people talk about more technical things. And they never talk about how they feel, or, you know. So that's a little different experience with Lakota people.
As Yuki Nagase returns to his home in California, the sculptor hopes the work he's completed on the passage of wind and water will not only continue to inspire people in other art forms, but will provide an opportunity for anyone who views it to think about the past and contemplate the future. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.